Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
I love this story. All of the biggest pro-Trump MAGA accounts on Twitter just got busted for being foreign operatives running out of foreign countries trying to sway the minds of Americans, even though they're not actual U.S. citizens or voters. Now, Elon Musk implemented a new tool that allows you to see where an account is run, where the account originated, where it sends all of its tweets, and that tool backfired on Elon Musk and the MAGA sphere so much so that liberals, people on the left, are now vindicated. Micah points out, Democrats have rung the alarm bell about foreign psyops for almost a decade now. We were laughed at, smeared, called hysterical, but now it's undeniable. MAGA is, and always has been, a foreign-backed operation to destabilize, divide, and eventually destroy the United States. We've been talking about this on this channel for a while. How much does Vladimir Putin benefit? How much do our enemies in Iran salivate when they see the United States divided internally over elections? If they can spread and enhance the amount of misogyny, racism, anti-Semitism, and Islamophobia at the same time, they can weaken the cohesion of a society like America, which is supposed to be a uniquely diverse society where we all get along, we all push for the same things, for human dignity. But Russia has been running operations for over a decade now. One of their largest tools, rather than invading the United States or doing some ground warfare or going to war, they do online warfare. This online warfare, in my opinion, is a large reason why Trump has gotten elected twice and a large reason why a lot of Americans are misinformed. And honestly, Russia spreads disinformation to both sides. So they try to spread election fraud lies to the right, and then they also try to destabilize the left by pushing people to do and say crazy things. So they want to spread election fraud lies on the left now, too, after we lost the election, and they try to weaken the cohesion. But as you see right here, and I want to walk through a bunch of these, and I'm going to bring in Micah Irfan so we can dig in deeper. But as you see here, this account named Eric Trump Fan, Eric Trump Fan 1, is based in Macedonia, and it was created recently. Clear bot, Barron Trump News, account based in Macedonia, Kai Trump Official Commentary, based in Macedonia, Caroline Levin News, based in Macedonia. This all happened after X launched a transparency feature that reveals your account history. It gets even worse. Harry Sisson goes, here's a thread of MAGA accounts getting exposed for being outside of the United States. Starting here, Europe. Red Pilled Nurse joined in Europe in 2024. A clear bot and one of the biggest players in the online MAGA sphere just exposed, their account blown out as a complete foreign op. This Tom Homan account, who pulls a lot of views, like has a lot of narrative control. This is what you have to understand. We are up against a slew of foreign bots on a daily basis that are pushing narratives that are intentionally designed to weaken the social cohesion of America, intentionally designed to spread severe disinformation, spread, like I said, Islamophobia and anti-Semitism in the same breath so that people in this society are at each other's necks. Remember when Elon Musk, throughout the election, was putting billboards in Dearborn, Michigan, saying that Kamala is pro-Israel, and then putting billboards in Jewish and cities in Pennsylvania saying that Kamala was pro-Hamas. Elon Musk and Russian psyops quite literally use the same tactics, and now it's manifesting into this big blob on Twitter where everybody is pushing towards this like far-right authoritarian populism that you see sprouting up in the United States and across Europe that is being pushed by bots, by Elon Musk. To continue, I could go on all day with this thread. Harry Sisson points out, an Ivanka Trump news account based in Nigeria. See, why would an Ivanka Trump news account based in Nigeria have this much sway, this much boost, unless it was foreign ops? An account in Bangladesh. Ultra MAGA Trump 2028 is actually from Nigeria. I mean, I have so many more. Trump is my president. This one is based in Macedonia. America First. This one is based in Bangladesh. Charlie's Voice Rising is based in Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe, I wonder which part of Eastern Europe they're based in. So when you're arguing with these people online, just know that when you're arguing with bots, when you're arguing with random MAGA people online, while it does oftentimes represent some sect of the American population, it is oftentimes going to be bots meant to intentionally divide the United States public and the voting base. To break this down further, I want to bring in the lead policy advisor for Mockler Media, Micah Irfan. He's always on Twitter, leading the battle, leading the way. Micah, what was your reaction to this story? How vindicated did you feel?
Yeah, I felt very vindicated. I wasn't really surprised at all, but now a lot of other people are acknowledging what we've been talking about for a long time, which is that there is a sophisticated international operation to support the MAGA movement. This international operation has had the intention of dividing Americans and eventually destroying our country. And that's why they've elevated so many of these accounts with extreme and divisive views. And it's just been remarkable. The huge number of dunk opportunities of people pointing out folks that are espousing white supremacies, folks that are saying America first, America only, are actually based in Pakistan or Macedonia. It's been an incredible time.
It's been honestly kind of fun. I mean, on one hand, it's really dark. It vindicates a lot of our darkest beliefs about the current media ecosystem. But of course, it's really fun getting like 90,000 likes saying, ha, I told you, you're from effing Russia. And it really makes sense seeing all these accounts pushing the most divisive election fraud lies, all these accounts pushing the most divisive hatred. And to be honest, the type of pro-democracy progressivism that you and I believe in, at least I believe, like I know that we both believe in the same strain of this pro-democracy liberal progressivism, it's harder online to sell that when we're surrounded by bots that are incentivized to push the most extremist divisive rhetoric. So it's so much easier for someone like Nick Fuentes or Candace Owens or Tucker Carlson to push a pro-Russia narrative, an anti-democracy narrative, or a pro-Trump narrative, and just an anti-democracy narrative, I guess, in the same coin. And as they do that, they get hundreds of thousands of likes and views, and we have to fight back in this battlefield that is not really equal. Like it's a non-equal battlefield where we have to push for ideas when they always have these bots on their side. So how do you view the current landscape? You're always tweeting online, and like, genuinely, so for some context, Micah Irfan gets hundreds of thousands of likes and millions of views on Twitter just dunking on Republicans. And I view it as something that is incredibly necessary for the current media ecosystem. I mean, some people might be like, oh, just tweeting. But no. We are in an online warfare, and this tweeting controls the narrative. So when Micah Irfan gets 9 million views dunking on some dude who doesn't know how the U.S. like demographic map works, then it's good. It's good for the movement. So how do you view the current online ecosystem?
Well, I think it's interesting that for about 10 years now, we've been talking about the international influence operation, which has been going on in our politics to support the far right movement. We talked about Russia's involvement in our elections post 2016. And what did they say about us? What did Republicans say? They said we were hysterical. They poked fun at us. They said we were trying to delegitimize MAGA's base. But the truth is, now nobody can even deny it, we were right all along. There is a sophisticated operation to support and elevate these extreme voices. It looks like about half, maybe even more than half, of the far-right accounts in our country, that being MAGA, that being Groyper accounts, are foreigners. And actually, a lot of them are related to like sophisticated operations in foreign countries. It's not just a random dude in Macedonia, which is interested in American politics. Sometimes we see evidence that four or five or six accounts are run by maybe one person or one group of people in another country. And so we've been shown to be right all along. And I think it's good that we're being vindicated in this. I think it's sad that it's taken this long. And I think we need to take more steps to combat these people. It's not just Twitter where this is happening. And I think for us, it's been a lot more obvious that this has been something that's been going on than maybe some other folks. Because, for instance, during the Virginia elections, whenever a tweet would go out with the word Spanberger, you would instantly see hundreds of bot replies that have nothing to do with what was posted. It was just anti-Spanberger messaging. We know that Republicans or their PACs or somebody is working to attack Democratic candidates and elevate their candidates with bot armies. And there's simply no equivalent on our side that's doing that.
And every single day, we have to continue to fight back, fight this, I guess, uphill battle against these bots, and we will continue to fight and spread the pro-democracy, the true message. If you enjoy Micah Irfan and Adam Mockler, click subscribe below. Follow Mockler Media. You can follow Micah in the description below. I love you all. Peace out.
Thanks, guys.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.